morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson, and I am delighted to lead you this morning. Growing up, I loved shopping with my mom. I'd especially enjoy going to her favorite store, Jacobson's. Their children's section had a play area and huge mirrors that were perfect for posing and turning, making faces, and of course, pretending to be a supermodel. We'd often visit the store during non-peak times when it wasn't that busy and we could move freely through the store. But from time to time, we'd go on the weekends or during a sale when the place was packed. As we'd enter the store, my mom would remind me, "Leah, stay close to me so you don't get lost." On one occasion, we visited during a holiday weekend and my great aunts were with us. When it was time to leave the store, Leah was nowhere to be found. Everyone thought someone else had me. When my mother picked me up from security, I had an entire dramatic breakdown, and I kept saying, "You left me. I can't believe you left me." My mom gently responded, "No, you left me. I told you to stay close to me." "And what happened, Leah?" "I got lost," I responded. My sisters and brothers, during this Advent season, God is calling us to abide. Jesus said in John 15:4, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." If we do not stay close to, next to, with, near God, in prayer, in time spent, in fellowship with God, holding God's hand, sitting in God's lap, worshiping God with all that we are and all that we have. If we don't remain in God's presence, we will not only get lost like little Leah did, we will also find ourselves blown to and fro by the winds and the waves. We will be tempted by the shiny lights, the thirst for more, and decoys that the enemy dangles over our heads. And we will become discouraged by our inner critics, life challenges, and failed attempts at obedience. If we don't abide in God, that is, remain in Jesus, we will get lost and feel the pain of detachment, just as I did sitting there, waiting for my mom to find me, wondering where she was, hoping that she'd notice I was gone, and desperately missing the safety of her presence, when I was the one who had wandered away. Let us learn from the immaturity of young Leah and choose to abide in, stay by God's side, and remain in God's presence today. Let us pray. God, we come to you today because you and you alone are God. You are exactly who you say you are and everything we need you to be. You are Alpha and Omega. You are our creator, sustainer, provider, healer, waymaker, and deliverer. God, you and you alone are the one who is able to keep us from falling, to keep us from destruction, to keep us in our right minds and on the right path. Lord, you call us to abide in you, that is, to remain in you, to stay connected and close to you. Help our minds to stay focused and not become distracted. Help us to remember you, to remember that you are in our corner, especially when the going gets tough. Help us to remember that, lo, you are with us always, especially when we are lonely. God, keep our hearts faithful to you. Help us not to give our hearts over to little and false gods when we don't feel close to you, when we don't understand you, when we don't see you moving in our lives. Help us to remain faithful, steadfast, and immovable. Help us to draw closer to you in those times instead of pulling away or wandering off like I did when I was young. God, as we go into this day, we go with you. We go abiding in you, remaining in you, trusting in you, and depending on you. Depending on you to take care of us and everything concerning you, concerning us. We declare that we trust you, God, to take care of our finances, to supply our needs, to take care of our health, both mental and physical. God, for it is your will that we be in good health and prosper, even as our souls prosper. So we trust you to heal us and those we love from every manner of sickness and disease. Move now, Jehovah Rapha. We go forth today trusting you for guidance and direction. We go forth believing that greater is you who is in us than the one who is in the world. We go forth knowing that no matter what we face today, you will be in it with us as long as we remain close to you. As long as we remain in you, we will make it over, out, and through. God bless our church, sustain our pastor, strengthen our community, heal our nation and world, and bring justice and equity to your people. Use us, God, to impact and transform this present world into your kingdom. We ask this in all things in the name of Jesus. Amen. My sisters and brothers, thank you so much for joining us today. Come back to this same place, same time next week for more prayer. Before then, why won't you meet us in worship at 10 a.m. online or in the sanctuary as we lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My sisters and brothers, go in peace, go in hope, go in power until we meet again. God bless you.